If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
What it is, this is Tyrus and Temp. I'm Tyrus, and if you don't know who she is by now, I don't know what to tell you, the Temp.
Hello, hello. How's it going? Good? Great.
You just answer and ask a question?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
I just got back from Dennis, so I am great. I got my teeth cleaned, and I got told I have no cavities. And even though I'm a grown man that's still hearing those magic words from the dentist, still puts a smile on your face, which is hard to do because there's a tube in your mouth, and I have no gag reflex. So, like, when the tube comes out, I have a hard time at the dentist. I just start swallowing left, like, trying to swallow and not choke at the same time. It's brutal. I hate being in the chair, but I love hearing that I don't have cavities. But the other side of it is, why do dentists, and maybe you can answer this, why do dentists try to be such conversationalists when you have a mouthful of drool, a tube, and two utensils in your mouth? They don't ask you yes or no questions. They ask you quite complex questions.
And I've what? See, mine doesn't, because I hate the dentist. I don't even bother. I'm like on my phone while they're in my mouth, which obviously is probably not shocking to any of you guys, but
he asked me today. First, he was like, so you know, what do you take with all this you know, you got the fires in California and you got the hurricanes and down here in the South, and we got the pandemic, you know, and a big election. It's kind of a lot going on. What do you think? And my answer was you know, there's no answer. Yeah, I can't. You got to take all the utensils. That's a complex answer. That's like a three-part answer. You can't really answer. Each one is a conversation unto itself, like the hurricanes, the wildfires in California. Then we got the election, and we got the pandemic. Those are all – you can't answer them all with a, sure, you know. And then he wanted my NFL picks for the week. Again, you can't do that when you have a mouthful of utensils. And here's the part that really bothers me is they ask a follow-up question before you can answer it. So when you finally get the utensils out, there's like four questions you have to answer as he's getting ready to go put stuff back in your mouth. So you have like 15 seconds. It's I don't know if it's like a thing, like the dentists enjoy seeing you try to answer. Is that why they're asking? Because, you know, I've also I don't have a smug dentist, but a lot of people tell me the reason why they don't like dentists is because they're smug. Like, they think they're better than you because clearly they don't have cavities and stuff. It's such a personal thing when a dentist tells you has a cavity. It's such a...
I've never had a cavity.
I haven't either. So, you know, Catherine, just nod. Catherine, by a show of hands, how many cavities have you had? 10? You're a yuck mouth and you don't brush.
I think it's like a genetic thing too. Like, some people are more predisposed to them.
Or they just eat a lot of sweets, you know?
Or they're candy monsters.
Yeah, they're candy monsters. I am not a candy monster. And speaking of candy monsters.
Ooh, I got a good story here. The real story is what happened 20 minutes after this girl ate a pool ball-sized chunk of wasabi. It's from Barstool Sports. If I've learned one thing from wasabi, it's that the rule of what goes in must come out is a real rule. So she ate like a 5-pound ball of wasabi on video. It went viral. I can't even imagine how painful that must be, because I have a wasabi story myself. When I was 21 years old, I was out to dinner in LA with my my boyfriend at the time and his brother. And we got sushi, and I had never had sushi before. And so I thought the wasabi was guacamole. I did not know what it was. And I put a ton of it on as if it was guacamole. I was in so much pain. I immediately started to cry. And I ran to the bathroom and I threw up, obviously. But like, I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to like tell everybody that like I didn't know what wasabi was. So I just pretended I was upset. So then instead of thinking I was dumb, they thought I was crazy because nothing had happened. And I was 21, so I thought that was better because I was obviously like crying. I was sobbing and I ran away to the bathroom and I came back and I was like, you just don't get it. I like started a fight and I told my mom, I was like, I ate maybe like a tablespoon of wasabi and I was crying for hours. So we're sitting at dinner. I was just crying. So I should have just told the truth. I should have just said, hey, man, I'm from
because
the Midwest.
You literally had a dollop of wasabi.
Yeah.
Like in the Cool Whip commercials, the dollop that they put on top of the pudding or the whipped cream on a Sundae, you had a wasabi. And here's the thing. Anyone at that table who saw you do that, the fact that they didn't say, damn, cat is
no one
angry.
Saw.
So in secret, no one paid attention. That's that because if most people would have seen that, they would have been like, whoa.
I thought it was guacamole. I thought I was going to get some creamy avocado, and I was mistaken.
No, it's not creamy, and it damn sure ain't avocado. It is hell on earth. I hate wasabi. I don't like spicy things anyways. But similar story where the first time I tried sushi, I think I was having a lunch with my mother, which was rare anyways. So, I mean, the tension was, you know, unreal. And she was showing me how she did it. Like you take the sushi and then you mix the wasabi together with the sauce, the
soy sauce.
Soy sauce, yeah. And then you mix it together and then you dip it or whatever. But anything she tells me to do, I always do the opposite. And because I knew nothing about sushi, I just said, well, I'm more of a ginger guy. So I loaded my sushi with ginger and then poured the soy sauce on top. And then she's like, what about wasabi? I'm like, what about it? I don't do wasabi. And I ate it my way, and it was delicious. It was usually those things backfire horribly on you. And to this day, that's how I eat it. So I've never actually had to, other than the occasional, the restaurant puts the wasabi too close to the ginger, and then you get the ginger with the wasabi residue on it. That is hell on earth. I'm talking speckles, microscopic speckles of wasabi will ruin my whole meal. So I can't imagine you with a mouthful of wasabi. And you held it together good because most people would have cried, hysterically screamed, pulled their tongue out of their mouth, scrubbed it with a brush, drank everyone's drink at the table, like, you know, snot bubbles.
Yeah, I was crying. I ran to the bathroom because I didn't want them to know I was so stupid. I didn't know what wasabi was, but apparently I thought I'd make a better impression by being a girl who does know what it is, but just had an unrelated mental breakdown at the table at the sushi restaurant. But that stuff used to happen to me multiple times because, like, you know, where I'm from, we ate burgers. Okay? I never tried any of this other stuff. So, but then another time, that same year, actually, I was out to dinner with a friend. She ordered edamame. So I proceeded to eat the whole thing, like, with the shell on it because I didn't know.
Well, you're from Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. I was too embarrassed to be like, you're right. But I was, to save my, I was like, oh, like I like it this way. So then I had to continue to eat it like that for the whole rest of the time, and it was awful. So if anyone's listening, if you don't know how to eat something, if you mess up, just admit that. Don't go with the mental breakdown. Don't continue to eat edamame shells.
Because no matter what, you're going to experience the embarrassment.
Yeah.
Because eventually you're going to have to say, because someone's going to be like, yo, that's the edamame skin eater girl. You know, and you know, whatever goes with that reputation, you know, you don't want to be that one. But I've seen people like that. Like when I was a kid, I was always trying to take a drink of beer. I wanted to taste beer for the first time. And
see what all the fuss is about.
Right. Because all the guys drink beer and the guy was like, oh, man, don't make sure you don't drink the head. You don't like that. Oh, that's the best part. I had absolutely no idea what I was assuming. It was like root beer where the foam isn't bad, or a soda where the foam isn't that bad. Actually, you know, kind of soothing the little bubbles and stuff. So I was like, well, I like the foam, you know, because he was telling me to wait for the foam to go down. And I, of course, drank the foam. Guess what? Not good.
No.
Not good. Kind of gross. But it also makes you cough because you're inhaling like bubbles of air that taste bad. And then, of course, I got laughed at, you know. I think he said, man, you're I never had no beer before. Young buck don't know nothing. Like, and I was like, oh, it must have been a different kind of beer. Like, I still wanted to hold on to it. You know,
yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want to admit that you're, you know, the in that situation.
But she's the in that situation because she knew what she was getting into. She ate a giant thing of wasabi for attention.
For attention. And she got her attention. I don't know how her
you did it for the exact opposite. You tried to not get attention, which is kind of a good thing for you.
Yeah. Not typical of me, but good.
Yeah. So I don't know why you would eat a large amount of anything like that just to go viral. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I've had the opportunity to go viral a couple times in my career, and I never got a bonus for it.
That's true.
And I never got a check from YouTube. Like, here's your check for going viral. $1 million. Oh, my God. We give you $1 for every like you're over on the viral meter. Now, then going viral, then you know what? I might think about eating a football-sized wasabi because, after all, it's $1 million.
Right.
But literally, it's for the hour because things go viral every hour because there's a lot of displaced, miserable people out there who just sit on their phones all day and look at people, hopefully to be in a worse place than they are. So going viral to me doesn't quite mean the same thing to someone who's like, yo, I went viral. And I'm like, okay, now what? You know, I just, I mean, I guess she's happy about it. Did she go viral? Did she videotape her face when the wasabi was coming out the back end? Did we get the viral for that? Because that actually probably would have been more funnier.
Yeah, no doubt that happened. You can't.
Did I need to say more funnier? I feel like I didn't need to say more funnier. I think I could have just said funnier, and you guys would have got it. See, I'm doing too much right now. I'm doing too much, and she's doing too much. And speaking of too much.
All right. Baseball is banning champagne and beer celebrations from the postseason this year because it's apparently too risky for COVID while they're in a bubble. That doesn't make sense because, like, they're already quarantined, and I don't get why they can't do that. I don't understand that.
I think it goes from pouring champagne into different people's teammates' mouth. Like, I think what happens is the guy pops the cork. I popped a champagne cork in a championship before. And you pull it, and you're shaking it, and you're pouring it on everybody, and you pour some in your boy's mouth, and everyone's pouring it. So maybe, but if everyone's has tested negative,
right,
it should be okay, unless we don't know the handler of the champagne. Was the guy who brought the champagne in, or the people who stepped on the grapes? Nope, because you have to age wine, correct? So there was no coronavirus when the champagne was made. So I guess we have to look at the manufacturer who put the sticker on the bottle. Again, I'm ignorant as to wine manufacturing, how it works. We don't have Devin with us again. She's still on vacation.
I mean, there's just like a lot of solutions other than banning it. First of all, I don't know if it's necessary because they are being like living in these bubbles. Second of all, you don't have to drink it. You can just spray it on each other. Third of all, mini bottles. You ever hear of mini bottles?
I think that would look dumb.
It would look dumb. Would look dumb.
Would you want to see me shaking a mini bottle of champagne all over myself?
Yes, no, actually.
I think maybe if I had one of those, maybe if I completely gave up on life and got me a personal page that people could pay me $1.99 a minute or whatever the hell it is to watch me put mini champagne bottles on myself. But I'm not done with life yet. I was going somewhere with speaking of mini bottles. Was something, you know what? Oh, Devin. So this is uncomfortable. So a lot of you know that Devin's not with us for the past 2 weeks, but Kat and I had to draw a line in the sand. We refused to play pay or bail.
She'll never learn if we keep enabling her.
If we keep bailing her out, she was using an alias. She goes, her alias is Eazy-E, which I think is rude anyways, but, you know, whatever. But it's her West Coast lifestyle. And she's currently locked up, and she won't give the authorities her real name. And when she called me and was calling me out my name, like, yo, I need your punk to come down and drop some bread so I can get up out of here. And I, of course, called Kat and said, Devin's at it again. And Kat, to your credit, you were like, look, no, Tyrus. We're not paying any money. You know, we're not paying her bail this time. She's going to sit in there. So
going to have to figure it out for herself.
Her public defender is working her case diligently right now. So hopefully she'll be back next week. Who knows? Oftentimes when Devin goes in, it's not necessarily the infraction that gets her arrested. It's her behavior on the inside.
Yeah, she keeps racking up new charges.
Yeah. You know, she usually ends up with her hair braided and walking around running prison cell gangs and early Christmas parties and all the pageantry stuff she's into. So, you know, I would say free Devin, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I want to right now, Kat. I'll leave it up to you if you want to tell people where they could go.
Sure, but it's like, it's almost safe for her to be on the inside, you know?
You know, tough love. I mean, this is tough. Well, this is more of a tough like. It's tough like. It's just, and still from, even though she gives us directions from a payphone, it's just awkward at the beginning of the show, you have a collect call from the Las Vegas Correctional Facility and MC Ren online, you know, and I'm like, that's not your name. Okay. Mm-hmm. You never were or never are going to be a part of NWA, no matter how much you want to, Devin. It's not happening. And then we got to hear like, yo, you need to get me some Benjamin so I can get up out of here. They hold me down. I'm like, no one's holding you down, Devin. No one's holding you down. So we will hold it down. Until Devin gets back. And speaking of holding.
Yes, here's one more story. One more story here, which I love. You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
So a couple got ridiculed for an unoriginal Disney proposal because they proposed in front of the castle. And in the picture, there's another guy proposing behind them.
Oh, my God.
I think it's funny. I don't understand. Like, I've never really been into Disneyland. Like, it's fine. I feel like it's weird when adults are, like, super into Disneyland. Like, do you think it's cute and you're pretending? Or are you really that into children's cartoons as a 35-year-old? And which one is worse?
You know what? I don't have a problem with a 35-year-old watching cartoons. I do have a problem with a 35-year-old thinking the cartoons are real and travel all the way to Florida to hug Mickey Mouse. And, you know, you literally could have stayed home and rented that costume and hugged the hell out of him in the privacy of your own home, you sick ass you. But I have never liked Disney. I went to Disneyland when I was about 9 years old and was lost.
Mm.
And I was lost in Disneyland the whole day. Apparently, moms and her friends didn't notice the tall 9-year-old missing from the group all day and went on rides and stuff while I went and did what you were supposed to do when you get lost, stay where you are and wait for them to come back. I was playing a video game and you had to climb inside the video game to play and they all left the arcade and no one looked back for me. So I waited in the arcade all day. And then after like an hour and a half, I started looking for everybody. And at one point I was upset. And Mickey Mouse came up to me with Goofy and tried to hug and help me. And I was just like, there's a big rat and a rabid dog coming towards me. trying to help me, and I literally took a swing at them and ran away from them and like hid back behind a dumpster because there was a giant rat looking for me. That's all I saw. I just saw a giant rat coming up to me, you know, and the voice is not Mickey. It's not, "Hi kid." It's literally like, "Hey, hey, you okay over there? You need anything?"
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, "No, I don't need anything."
You don't know who's in those
giant
suits.
Rat. And then, "Hey, you, hey, you guys need anything?" Like, what is, I don't know if it's a dog. I don't know what it is. And I just was like not having it. So ever since that day, one, I hate anything that wears masks, you know, like they come up to you and they always want to like take pictures of you and stuff. I have no qualms about getting aggressive with someone. Like, "Hey, take your punk over there with that." I don't do the like mascots in college football. Like, and when I was playing college ball and the Loper mascot would come over like, "Hey, how's it going?" I'm, "Bruh, better get away from me with that." Like, I just don't. I don't like that. Remember when we did the dolphin sketch?
Oh yeah,
the Breakout Bill show, which you can see, you know,
Saturdays at 10 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
Yeah, I do not have any parts of that because I would have punched the dolphin. I just do not like people in costumes like that, the animal costumes. I hate them. So that's where I'm at with that. So I don't get it. You're going. It's not original to get engaged at Disneyland.
No.
It's not. Like, have you ever been to Japan? Literally every engagement is outside that castle. So it would not be unheard of to see two, three engagements going down in front of the castle at the same time. Nary a time.
Nary a time.
Do not see somebody going, "This is our special day," and you just want to correct them and say, "No, it's everybody's, apparently. Look behind you."
Yeah.
So if you want to go to Disneyland and get engaged where no one else is, try the teacups, you know? Or
try
maybe
the parking lot.
Parking lot is good, yeah.
Yeah.
Outside the restrooms, pretty sure no one's there. Yeah. You know?
She comes out of the bathroom, you're right outside the door, standing on one knee. Right. Boom. There.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe when you're in that really long line.
Yeah.
You know, do it in the line. You know, kill some time. Maybe you'll get a courtesy cut.
Like, yeah, oh, that's actually a great idea.
Yeah, you know. The haunted house that's like, they never updated it. And it's just the ghost next to you. You know, when she goes to see the ghost, you're down on the knee. Oh, my gosh. You just proposed to me in front of a ghost. Like, I mean, there's a million things you can do besides the castle, you know, or go to some place that's like not working right now, under construction. That's always an easy, that's always a winner. You know, the cones are everywhere and they got the friendly, like Mickey Mouse with the friendly poster saying, "Sorry guys, we're not running this week. You know, come back next time." So do that. Stay away from the castle.
I agree. All right. What did we learn today?
That cat would rather look like she's an emotional disaster than tell people that she just ate some wasabi and was unaware that it was wasabi.
21-year-old cat. That was a decade ago.
Okay, it wasn't a decade ago.
Yeah, I'm 31. Mm-hmm.
Didn't, wait. Okay, is this 31-31 or is this like 31 for the second time?
No, I'll be 32 in October. So
I guess you threw me off because the first time I asked you, you said I'm 2010. I'm not 30.
Oh.
So, you know, you've accepted this big 3-0.
That's, oh, yeah.
That is great. Yeah. And then, of course, Greg ages you by 20 years.
Every show. He's like, "Kat, you're 45.
Yeah, you're on the wrong side of 50, Kat.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
Yeah, because, you know, Speaking of which, I also learned that to this day, I cannot let go of the fact that I hate Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
With a passion.
Yeah, I mean, Disney, I don't get it. You just spend so much time waiting in line and you're just surrounded by kids.
And it's confusing to me because, riddle me this, Donald Duck doesn't have to wear pants.
Right.
Mickey Mouse doesn't have to wear a shirt. Like, so Donald Duck's goods are out all day. Mickey covers his goods out, but he shows his chest. And then all the Daisy and Minnie wear dresses. So shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? And then Goofy's completely dressed because apparently he's got a past or something. And then there's that fat cat dog that no one knows who the hell he is. And he's like the bad guy in every show. Pete, you guys seen Pete? I've been trying to solve the riddle of what the hell Pete is. He looks like Goofy, but he's not. And he owns a dog. So it's like, are you a dog owning a dog, which in itself kind of messed up?
Yep.
Or, okay, Catherine is telling us that Pete is in fact a cat with no tail. He's a fat cat with no tail. Okay. Well, again, inconsistent. I think it's all shorts or all shirts or none of the ball. It's just too confusing. So
I agree. All right. Well, for more podcasts like this.
But yeah, you say it from now on. You can check us out.
FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Okay. FoxNewsPodcast.com. Check us out. She's still the 10th.
Sure am.
The rumor is I'm Tyrus. Enough said. America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.